T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here with Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Drew, you guys find another way to win, right? Every week it's been a little bit different. Saints defense doesn't allow a touchdown in a game on the road since 2010. Obviously, the defense playing at a very high level right now, and you guys get the score when you needed it, a big third down conversion on a third and goal to Jared Cook, and you guys just keep finding ways to win.
Yeah, listen, that's what great teams do, and we knew this was going to be extremely hard fought coming in here. This is a team that's played really well, talking about Jacksonville, has been dangerous. You know, obviously they've got, I think, a bit of a spark, you know, offensively with Gardner Minshew playing the way he's played. And they got some playmakers over there. They've been running the ball really well with Leonard Fournette. And then defensively, they've been able to come up with takeaways and do some different things. And so I think for us, we knew coming on the road, man, this could be hard fought. And I think initially we probably didn't run the ball as well as we had intended, you know, early on. But I think, 90% of our rush yards were there in the second half. But we knew in a game like this, you know, human climate, physical game, that, you know, you get those rushing yard rushers that are 2 yards, so all of a sudden in the third, fourth quarter, they turn into 4 yards, 5 yards, 6 yards. And so we were able to get some explosives there, got some big plays in the passing game as well. And then obviously the third down connection between Teddy and Jared when we needed it to put us up a touchdown, and defense just coming up with stop after stop. I think for me, that's the interesting part about my situation now, is that normally when I'm playing, I don't have time to pay attention to what the defense is doing. Like, I'm locked in on looking at the previous drive on the tablet and preparing for the next series, and so you're kind of unaware of some of the things that are happening out there. But these last few weeks, I've had a chance to just watch them and watch the level of just maturity and communication and leadership between a lot of guys, and just that intensity that they're playing with, the energy. I mean, all those things, man. It's inspiring for me to watch. And it's been an interesting perspective being able to see that from them.
You talked about, you know, the ability to kind of wear them down in this football game, to, you know, to allow those short runs to turn into long runs as the game went on. It's essentially Jacksonville's game plan. That's their foundation of their offense. You know, this season, Leonard Fournette, 389 yards of his 512 yards on the ground have come in the second half. So what does it say about this team to kind of be versatile enough to come into a game and kind of beat someone at their own game?
Yeah, listen, that's a great point. I mean, you'd say the foundation of winning football is the ability to play good defense and stop the run, and then the ability on the flip side to run the ball when you need to on offense. And so that's the way that they've tried to build this Jacksonville team. You know, 2 years ago, obviously, going to the AFC Championship game, that's what they were doing, right? And so for us, you know, listen, we talk a lot about our offensive weapons and our ability to throw the ball and, you know, all those explosive plays and different things like that, and yet when it really comes down to it, man, great defense, the ability to stop the run, and then the ability to run the ball on offense are the things that week in, week out, no matter where you play, right, home, away, no matter what the conditions of the time of year, that's the kind of stuff that wins a lot of games.
Drew, when the schedule came out and I looked at it from obviously the perspective of an offensive lineman, this was the two-game stretch that I thought was the really toughest one in the schedule. You guys come down, very physical game against a tough Jacksonville team, again, built to kind of beat you up, and then travel up to Chicago, play one of the top defenses in football, and again, another team that is designed to physically kind of beat people up. Going into that game, how important was it to get a game in Jacksonville where you kind of play that style of game and prove to yourselves that you can play any type of game that these teams want to play?
That's a great point. That's a great point, because I'm with you in kind of seeing that on the schedule and saying, all right, this can be a tough stretch here. Listen, when you talk about Chicago's defense, that's arguably one of the best defenses in this league, right? And that's not just as physical as they are up front in the run game, but they can rush the passer as well. So there's really no weak links in that defense. That's going to be another hard-fought game, and man, we're going to need everybody. So great week of preparation, and man, that'd be a great win to get on the road.
Thanks, Drew. Good luck next week.
Thanks, Sharif.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.